Hello.
Hello, may I please speak with Mr. Cleophas White?
This is he.
Hey, this is Karen calling from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. How can I help you this
Karen?
Morning?
You said
yes.
Karen?
Yes.
I thought you were saying Kim all that time. I'm doing good. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, okay. So did you want to continue with opening your or reopening your claim?
I have no choice but to try.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, a moment. Let me get my screen up. Okay, do you mind providing your Social Security number, Mr. White?
423-84-7756.
Okay. And can you verify for security purposes your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
7/13/1969, Lily Mae White, 5809202.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it takes about 20 minutes to complete my phone. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Mr. White, have you worked under any other name or any other Social Security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Do you know how many years of college?
Less than a quarter.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alabama Vantage already has it.
Okay. When you make your selection for the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, you will provide information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
I did.
And what is your mailing address, please?
401 South Glover Avenue, Demopolis, Alabama, 36732.
Okay, thank you. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what is your primary telephone number?
251-264-4407.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, what color is your 1992 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme? Is it brown, gold, maroon, silver, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
I have never been associated with this vehicle.
Okay, question two, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1262 Savannah Drive, 1350 South Ann Street, 17 Audubon Place, 200 Keniston Dale, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
South Ann Street.
Okay, question three. Which of the following addresses in Forest have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1778 Hattie Lyle Road, 231 Jones Street, 31 Carriage Road, 652 North Woodland Drive. None of the
Jones
above.
Street.
You said Jones.
It's been a long time, but I'm trying to see in Jones Street. Other than Jones for me, it's been over 20 years. So wow.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know what that is, but I haven't gotten anything from you guys.
Okay. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the last day that you worked?
November 19th, 2019.
Okay. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
You said 20?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
Truck driver.
Type that in. And are you looking for work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the name of your separating employer?
Cars Transportation.
Look for that. And you say Horace,
K-A-R-R.
Oh, K-O-R-R, okay.
Oh, no, K-A-R-R, car.
Okay, K-A-R-R, okay, mm-hmm. Car Transportation. And is that the name of your employer that showed up on your paycheck stubs when they paid you?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment while I type this information in. And do you happen to have their address?
I do not.
One moment, please. And what city and state is this business?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay, and did you earn your wages in Tennessee or in Alabama?
Alabama.
Okay. So I'm showing the address. When I pull it up on Google, it says 1401 South Lowry Street, Smyrna, Tennessee. Okay. Okay. So let me key this address in on your claim. SMYRENA 37167. Okay, and the telephone number says 870-402-9020. Is that the number that's okay to key in on your claim for that company?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What we're gonna do with this? What we're gonna do with this pandemic? I mean, how are we supposed to survive through this?
Okay, Mr. White, what was your employment date with this company?
This November 1st to November 19th.
Okay, of what year?
19.
Okay. November 1st, 2019. And November 19th, 2000. And what city and state did you perform your work in?
All 50.
Okay. So because you're filing your unemployment in Alabama, did you want to put the city that you probably were in the most in Alabama?
I wouldn't even know how to do that. I wouldn't even know how to do that because, like I say, I'm a truck driver. I'm everywhere. So
okay, did you want to put the city where you live?
Like where I live now?
Yes.
Demopolis.
Okay. Did you want me to put that city or you want me to put another one?
I really don't know. I don't know. Tennessee, I guess. I don't know. I just don't want to screw up and not have nothing. I'm already off.
Well, it's up to you because this is your claim. So, out-of-state wages, if I put another state where you performed your work, it more than likely can take longer for you to get benefits if you are approved for them.
No, ma'am.
So what city and state in Alabama?
Demopolis.
You know, did you? Okay, so I put Demopolis.
Okay.
Have you received?
Gaston, Alabama.
You want me to put Gaston?
Yeah, Gaston.
Okay. Let me change that. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work?
No, ma'am.
And that's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
You said no. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And we only have about 3 more questions. And so I have car, transportation as your separating employer, correct?
Correct.
And why are you no longer working?
I don't know how to state this, but let's just say disagreement. I got hurt and they didn't want to send me to the doctor. So I had to lie and get to the doctor. Okay. And when I put me in the hospital, they terminate me.
Okay. So I chose why you no longer working. I push charge. Then it says select the specific reason you are no longer working. The choices are misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, positive drug test, falsifying records, tardiness, absenteeism, insubordination, unsatisfactory work, or violation of company policy.
Well, none of the above.
Okay, so let me check. I can change it to other.
Yeah.
And those reasons say working part-time, no reason given. Okay. And it says, what's the name and title of the person who informed you that you were no longer working or that you were discharged?
Eric. I'm trying to think of his last name, but Eric.
And what was his title?
Dispatcher.
And what was the date that you were informed that you no longer had your job?
November the 19th, 2019.
Okay. Put that date in. And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being discharged?
Bring the truck to the company and leave.
Okay. The last question on this part says, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Beg for my job.
And the last question on your claim says, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The system is going to generate for you a temporary four-digit PIN number. That PIN number is 5669.
Okay.
Okay. And the closing statements on your claim says the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions, Mr. White?
I do not.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Thank you for allowing me to call you back and enjoy your day.
Thank you for doing so, and you enjoy yours as well. Be right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.